RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ravens have a game that means something. Sunday night football in Pittsburgh, Accessor Stadium or whatever it's called. It's Ravens and Steelers. Hines. The winner hosts a playoff game the next weekend. The loser goes home. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. Let's head out to the phone lines now and talk to Trippy. Trippy, you're on
Trippy.
The fan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
You going to Pittsburgh,
you know
Trippy?
The answer.
You going to Pittsburgh?
You damn right I'm going to the game. Only thing I'm mad about is a prime time game, but I got something to do in the morning, but I'm definitely going to make it, man. Look, I got to go, man, because after Joey Porter was talking all that crap to me, hey, I can't wait to get my get back.
Yeah.
Hey, I just hope the Ravens don't, you know, fail me, but the way how they play Saturday, I mean, just see King Henry. I mean, how stupid can you be not to feed King Henry? Like, you see, the more and more you give him the ball, I feel like the stronger he gets. So
that's your guy, Monk. That's your guy, Monk.
Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna have a good talk with Todd Monk when I see him Sunday.
Set him straight.
But you know what really scared me, and I hate to say this, and being a Ravens fan all my life, the defense, man.
It's a joke.
I hate to say it, but this was one of Nate Wiggins' worst games. But you know what? I kind of blame the coaches, though, because my thing is we know they can pass. Why is we playing 10 yards? You know what? Why are we playing 15, 20 yards back? It don't make sense. And Marlon Humphrey still out
trying
there.
They're trying to take away play zone and take away big plays. And the problem is their safeties don't know what they're doing either. So there's holes galore. You throw over Hamilton's head, and you have all kinds of fun in the seam. It doesn't matter if it's a running back, a tight end, or a wide receiver. It really doesn't matter.
Yep. So listen, anybody out there, because I know y'all listen to the, I know some of y'all don't like inside access, but y'all love listening to it.
Yeah.
This is Trippy. Run the goddamn ball.
Can't say that. Yeah. Sorry, Trippy. You can't
do the GD.
And unfortunately, now we have to wait.
We lost the endorsement for him telling everybody at the Castle to listen to Inside Access. Yeah. That's gone, too.
Yeah.
Well, unless you were listening on the Odyssey app.
Yes. Then you heard the whole thing?
Or watching on YouTube. Well, no FCC on the internet.
I'm sorry.
They could hear it on YouTube?
Yeah.
So YouTube's live?
You can't. YouTube's, the seven-second delay doesn't work. It only works on the radio.
Yeah.
It doesn't work on YouTube. It doesn't work on the Odyssey
app. The FCC doesn't apply.
Right.
Yes. And I do have to apologize to Bob and Larry and anybody else holding.
Oh, they're gone.
They're still there, but I can't take them.
We got to wait for the
The phones
delay.
Won't work reboot. Until the reboot.
Because you guys both smashed it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So,
and Ben.
And Beltway Ben was on it.
It was
how you feeling, Beltway Ben? Beltway Ben's been playing in pain again.
What's wrong? Pretty good right now.
Feeling good?
What's wrong, Beltway Ben?
You know that I don't eat chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Yes.
It's like one of those
spreading.
Oh, what else can't you eat now?
Fried rice on Christmas. That had me going. I healed. Last night, Maddie made me buffalo chicken, and we're back.
Oh,
man, just avoid chicken, wow. I guess.
Man, you should less limit yourself to your favorites, I think.
But here's the thing, Ben, too. Like, even with all that, he's not missing Wanna Bet. He's not missing
late night Ravens post game show.
He's not missing post game.
No, we still work through it. We still work through it. Now I'll say the last Wanna Bet, not today. The other Wanna Bet, you were
struggling.
I was hard. And was like I ran to the bathroom as soon as we were back.
That was Saturday morning.
That was tough.
You were in a bad way.
Do you like my theory of just sticking to the favorites so that you know you won't get sick?
I think I'm going to eliminate fried food as much as
possible. It's just a smart idea
across the board, to be honest.
Yeah, sometimes I will tell you, for me, I have a love-hate relationship with fast food because sometimes I love it, but then I'm down for the count like 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach, I love it, my body hates it.
Yeah. I will say this is the first time I've combated it with Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, how'd that go?
Yeah, it's going good right now. Yeah. I know I say this. Just wait till 4 o'clock when I'm done.
Say some of that on air tomorrow on Wanna Bet, and then we'll have the salespeople maybe try to pitch us Pepto. When your bets don't hit, little Pepto.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I mean, they're going to hit most of the time on Wanna Bet, but when they don't, between Wanna Bet and Pepto, you're good. You're covered.
By the way, I think we can take phone calls and lights back on. 410-583-1057. Bob's in Glen Burnie. Don't curse, Bob. You're on the fan.
Yes, sir. I'm thinking about this Pittsburgh game. What I'm really worried about is their defense.
Yes.
Lack of rushing. You give Rodgers enough time to throw, he's going to burn you.
No.
He did it last game.
Yeah.
The last game when they played here. So.
Look, you appreciate the call.
That first matchup, they got no pressure on Aaron Rodgers. You knew he was dropping back to throw because they didn't run the football because they didn't have to. They were having so much success through the air. You can think of multiple instances in that game where he's sitting back there. You can pretty much eat a sandwich, deep ball to DK Metcalf. Now, no Metcalf this week.
Yeah, and probably no Darnell Washington and likely no Calvin Austin. They are banged up offensively.
I'm watching the Patriots game yesterday thinking, wonder if they wish they got Brandon Cooks, because Brandon Cooks can still move. And Brandon Cooks, on a day where the Bills didn't do much offensively, Cooks was the guy getting downfield for them. Like, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm trying to find somebody on a scrap heap somewhere. Like, I'm trying to call in some favors with some GMs who aren't going to the playoffs saying, why don't you cut this guy and put him on waivers so I can have a crack at him? Like, I mean, a lot of teams are going to crack at him first.
Yeah.
But how many teams have anything to play for this weekend? These games are going to be garbage this weekend. And these games are going to be garbage.
The Saturday games and then Sunday night football.
Yeah.
There's three out of 16. That's not a great ratio.
No,
so, like, you might could maybe get somebody to dump a little bit of money and you have a chance to pick it up. But they need somebody who can run.
If you're the Ravens, wouldn't you block them? You have the claim ahead of
them.
You have the claim.
You could.
Yeah, that's quite a game of chess will be going on the waiver wire. Let's grab Larry in Woodstock. Larry, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Look, give that guy on that previous call back that got us held up. Put him on a 1 week suspension.
Oh, we love Trippy.
1 week suspension.
We love Trippy. He got a little excited.
Castle tried to bar him from this station for life. So Trippy's got a carte blanche here,
except for Carson.
On the Ravens' run game, just think, you guys pointed out earlier, our coaches are fools. They're idiots. Think of all the games we would have won if they just ran the daggone ball more. And that's what they need to do Saturday night. Now, two things I think they need to do Saturday night, be mindful of. You remember the last game. Now, if T.J. Watt is playing, you need to put two guys on him and not let him get them free passes in the backfield, because that's what happened last time. And then the other thing is, if Harbaugh's going to let his guy Lamar play and Lamar ends up stinking the joint up and turn that ball over in the first half, don't second guess and put Huntley back in the game. I've been a Lamar supporter ever since his rookie season. But if he's going to blow it in a big game, and we seem to do well with Huntley, I am 50-50 beside myself on just letting Huntley start this game from get-go and just go at it and just see what happens.
Appreciate the call. That's something we should get into tomorrow. Like, do you go with limited Lamar or Tyler Huntley in this football game? Like, I think that's a legitimate question that should be asked.
Check your text messages.
It's
the open to the show. Yeah, it's reset at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, there you go.
Call segment.
See, that's why you're smart.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Yeah. You know
I'm
what's going on.
I'm just saying, if you...
Yeah.
If you're really that inquisitive.
Yeah, I haven't looked yet.
Check the text I sent about 40 minutes ago. It's chock full of answers about tomorrow's show.
Kevin in Ellicott City, you're on the fan.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up? Oh, Kevin, real quick. Trippy, if you're still listening, what the last caller said, daggone, that works. You can go with daggone. So that's a lesson learned. Go ahead, Kevin.
We were just discussing that, fellas. He's sitting right next to me.
What's up?
Okay.
But for me, fellas, you know, look, I'm going to, a couple things. I'm going to, you know, use the good and the bad of the season to kind of balance out our game plan for this week, right? I'm going to kind of, you know, even if it takes and makes practice a little longer, I'm going to give Snoop and Lamar opportunities at, you know, first tier practice reps. I just think we got to try to mentally clean the slate a little bit. Go into this game positive. Go into this game, know what we're good at, know what we've failed with, and we should beat these guys, Jay. And
they should.
You know what I mean? Like, we should beat them, bro.
They should. Yeah. I
appreciate the call. I had a lot of background noise there. But, yeah, I'm
I mean, they should. I don't know that I'm going to
steal his money line.
I don't know that I'm going to mess with this game all along.
Really?
Like, Derrick Henry attempts with the ATD. On Bet365.
ATD's anytime TD?
Derrick Henry, 15 or more attempts in an ATD. Yeah, I could be able to get it like plus 165 or wherever I got it last week. But I'll be looking into that when it populates. I don't know about a whole lot else. I got to go back to my man Gainwell, 5 or more receptions.
Yeah.
But that might be it.
Anything you like early, Beltway Ben? Anything you're like tickling your fancy?
The only thing right now I know that I'll be playing is Freiermuth's receiving yards.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, yeah, because... they're down a tight end, and he had a big catch on that final drive for the Steelers that got him into the red zone. Alas, they couldn't get anything done. And coming up,
I see Valdes-Scantling being a little bit of a problem for.
If these books had targets, that would be beautiful. You know,
Rodgers
got to make that.
He'll get the volume.
Yeah, he might be there. Is he their number one this coming up Sunday night?
He's going to have to be.
Yeah.
He's had success against us in the past.
Yeah, by the way. He's good enough to get off on these guys.
For what it's worth, somebody brought up TJ Watt. Schefter's saying it's highly unlikely he plays in this game. A long shot is the way he termed it with the lung issue. So we shall see. Coming up next, though, let's talk about
it. It is funny. The Ravens season saved by the Cleveland Browns and some a-hole fan in Detroit.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly. Because they win that game with Metcalf. I really think.
Yeah.
They get one explosive play in the offense. Yeah. They win that
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Like, and the fact that the two games got upheld is really, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And even if it got reduced to one, if Metcalf is playing Sunday, this game looks
that's what I'm saying.
They had nobody that could win on the outside. Yeah. Zero.
Two games.
Yeah. It's crazy. Hey, coming up next, we dive deep into that Steelers-Browns game. It's Northern Exposure next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here on the Fan. Ravens beat the Packers. Steelers lose to the Browns. We have ourselves a playoff game. Sunday Night Football. Ravens at Steelers win, and you host a game next week or the following week, and you lose, and the season's over, and we got packed phone lines. 410-583-1057. Let's go out to those phone lines and talk to Mark in Baltimore. Mark, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey there.
I mean, we're talking about a two-time, should-have-been three-time MVP. If he's able to play, he's got to play.
Yeah.
With that said, Lamar usually, you know, has signs of whether he's got his game or not fairly often early in the game. If he's out there not moving well, you know, throws a pick or two, you know, getting sacked, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, pulling him out of the game if he just doesn't look healthy or look normal. But, you know, this question of we should start the guy that threw for 106 yards over a three-time
53 of it, yak.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, come on. You know, Lamar is, he is what he is. He's a, one of the best quarterbacks in football. You know, you can say what you want about everything else, but when it comes to playing football, he's one of the best in the league. And if he's ready to go, he's ready to go. You're not getting anywhere without him.
Yes.
Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. Maurice, you're on the Fan.
What's up there, gentlemen?
Hey there.
I want to start this off by saying the Ravens were one poorly officiated game from having this already locked up. And I'm talking about the game with Pittsburgh here.
Likely.
And not only likely, the field goal thing, and there was a third call in that game that was, the Rodgers fumble that Teddy Buchanan picked off that they overturned.
Yes, that one, and DK Metcalf caught the ball bobbling on the sidelines and went out of bounds. They called it a completion. Nobody really saw that, but I did. But I think the Ravens will win this game, and my only problem is John Harbaugh and Todd Monken was forced to use Derrick Henry how they should have been using Derrick Henry all year long. And if you watch the game Saturday, when they panned the camera on the Ravens sideline and you saw Derrick Henry, you didn't see that same Derrick Henry look on the sidelines all year because Derrick Henry was happy. They finally riding me. They finally giving me the ball. He wants the ball.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you know, no, yeah.
If you looked at Derrick Henry on the sidelines, he didn't look like the same Derrick Henry when they panned the sidelines all year. Derrick Henry all year was looking angry, upset, you know, just tired of everything. That Derrick Henry Saturday was the Derrick Henry we should have been seeing all year long. I don't care. You don't have to run him 36 times. Run him 25, 26 times.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
Appreciate the call. I'll say this. They did run him 25 times against Pittsburgh. Now, you pointed that out earlier. They, 25 for 94, I think, was the
less
total.
Less than 4 yards.
Derrick Henry, like, but if you pan to him on the sidelines, he's usually pretty stoked. Now, the end of the game, when they're putting the cheese grater on his head, he's all happy. But while the game's in doubt, Derrick Henry's kind of poker face.
Well, look, I think he's a prideful guy, and he came here for a reason, and he re-upped with them for a reason, and I can only imagine what's going through his head when Harbaugh is telling the world about conversations between Keaton Mitchell and Willie Taggart.
Yeah.
And it's like
rotations.
I mean, like, come on. And I think through his actions in this football game and how angry he ran and how violent he was, I think he was telling you that these clowns kept me locked up in that cage. I had more to give last week.
Well, it's crazy to think. You said in the open, Jason, where that game, him getting that type of volume just makes you more pissed off
in
the Patriots game. Because if he got 36 carries against New England.
Dude, if he got 22, lights out.
Well, I'm just saying, if he had the same, he might have gone for even more than the 216 against New England.
Yeah. New England did not want any parts of him. Let's go to Ian in Timonium. Ian, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Big fan. Love listening to the show. You get me through my afternoons a lot. And great that you and your families have a, you know, wonderful holiday.
You too. Thank
you. I just want to start by saying that the Sun, the Baltimore Sun, has been a joke. And now that they're owned by Sinclair, they're even more of a joke. But this is eerily similar to 2001 when the hit pieces came out on Lamar Jackson about him not in the building, getting treatments for his injury. You got the you know, the Sammy Watkins talking about Lamar.
2021.
It's kind of coincidental that now that the Ravens have been struggling, Lamar Jackson's injured now, the same guy that wanted the video games out of the castle is the one that's staying up at night playing video games and sleeping in the meetings. It's kind of coincidental that that's a case all it's of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I'm not to bag on, you know, Mike Preston, but I'm sure he was fed that information by someone in the castle. I'm sure he was, just like it was last time when it was contract negotiations.
That's the thing, though, right? Because 2021, we're getting ready to go to war with Lamar again.
Appreciate
and here we are. Getting ready to go to war with Lamar.
Yeah.
Not, we learned from the last time, let's get a deal done before Josh Allen's next deal. No. And we had Joel Corey on the show.
Yes.
Right after Josh Allen got done, who represented players for years and is a professional analyst now in the business of the NFL. We had Mark Levin on, who literally helped Lamar do the contract, ran the salary cap and negotiation portion of the NFLPA for 20 years. Worked intimately on Lamar's deal, and he's like, yeah, they cost themselves a lot of money again by not getting ahead of this, and if Lamar wants to wait it out, he's got them dead to rights. And now we start hearing about this, that, and the other about Lamar, the same guy who they practiced the exact same time last year, did things no one in this town thought a quarterback was capable of.
No.
Just happened. Yeah. With the same practice schedule, same everything.
Yeah. Same deal.
Now, what's happened since then is the GM has pooped his pants about 20 straight times. Like, he pooped the draft. He pooped the trade deadline last year, the trade deadline this year. Like, the first round corners aren't any good, wouldn't start on good teams. The safety can't even play safety. He's a will linebacker because they need him to try to crutch everybody else up. The $20 million linebacker looks even worse than last year somehow. Like, we can dissect what's changed around. They didn't invest in their offensive line at all. And he came out and told you, don't have much to do this offseason. I'm going to watch some safeties in the draft. He drafted one who doesn't make any plays on the ball, like none of his defensive backs make plays on the ball. But Lamar playing video games is the problem. Sure, go look at the Houston Texans roster. Go look at Denver's roster. Go look at the Chargers roster. And then really ask yourself, how many of these players on the Ravens defense would start for those teams?
410.
It ain't many.
583-1057. Greg's in Owings Mills. Greg, you're on the fan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And happy holidays to you and yours.
Yes. Jason just got us in the holiday spirit.
I echo everything that's already been said. But I am concerned about Pittsburgh is going to be hunting the ball. And Dirk does still run with that one hand on the ball. So that's my only concern, fellas. I'm going to hang up and listen to your reply.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah. Steelers defense gives up a lot of yards, but they force a lot of turnovers. We've seen Derrick Henry fumble multiple times this year at critical moments. I guarantee they're going to be trying to punch the ball out.
We have a bunch of – do you want to take calls again at 415? Yep. We can do that. 410-583-1057. We got Jonas Schaefer coming up next, but we'll take more of your calls coming up at 415, 410-583-1057. But Jonas Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He was at Harb's presser today. He's next here on the Fan. The Ravens can still make the playoffs. All they have to do is beat the Steelers on Sunday Night Football, and they host a playoff game the following week. Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. What do the people think? Start with Warren and Owings Mills. Warren, you're on the Fan.
Hey, afternoon, guys. In case I don't get through the rest of the week, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, brother.
Real quick, don't know what to expect. Absolutely no idea what to expect Sunday night. One point, though, all this talk about Lamar, even if Lamar doesn't practice this week, if he wants to play, if he tells Harbaugh on Saturday or Sunday, I want to play, even if he doesn't practice, they got to let him play. Because, you know, when I called in last week, I pointed out Lamar has the Ravens backed into a corner. They have to keep him happy if they want to keep him.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to keep him, they don't want him publicly asking for a trade because that would drive his value down. So if Lamar wants to play, he's going to play. And I don't see them pulling him from the game, even if he's ineffective, unless Lamar says, I'm hurt and wants to come out. And then the other point real quick, if Lamar does play, the one thing that I really liked about the offense the other night, aside from the way the offensive line played and the running attack, is Snoop did move the ball around. Every skill position player except for Kolar had at least one look and likely had three catches. So, you know, we need to run the ball, but Snoop did a nice job, if he has to play, of moving the ball around to different receivers. And I hope that keeps up, because Lamar is tending to lock in on Andrews, who's only effective against zone defenses, and Zay. And so if Lamar does play, I hope he moves the ball around too.
Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts, Zayd?
Nobody had a play of more than 13 yards, and that was mostly yak.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that – I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, D-Hop didn't get a target. I mean, did Bateman make a play? I mean
– Bateman had a catch for 7 yards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, everybody was blocking.
I also want to push back. I don't think Lamar's playing if he doesn't practice at all. I think that would shock me. I don't think he's
could
ever
that be
done
2 weeks of yeah, he's 2 weeks never, of not practicing.
Yeah, and he's never done that.
That's tough.
I would be shocked.
410-583-1057. Keith, you're on the fan.
Hey guys, first of all, is it too late for us all to chip in and get the entire Browns defense Christmas presents?
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah,
they brought it. They brought it.
Did they? This is an X's and O's as much as just player stupidity, in my opinion. If DK Metcalf taught us nothing, why are Zay and Derek doing Lambo leaps?
Well, they didn't get any fights with anybody.
Yeah, you know.
I think they picked out friendly confines.
There were people punching Zay. There were people giving him the finger. Not like that's a big deal, but I mean, you know, all it takes is one, you know, sucker punch or something. Well, I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way.
I hear you. Yeah, I mean, it was a visiting stadium.
Things can happen.
Sure.
Things can. Well, we saw the situation was a year ago where, no, it was Buffalo, where Lamar pushed that fan because the fan took a hit. Some, who would he hit?
D-Hop, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, there has, to the caller's point, there has been, you just need that one guy. So, you got something?
It's all about the camera. I got Beltway Ben keeping me lined up.
You keep moving.
That's what humans do. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, some
I
professional
also,
grade cameras would follow the yet. Human, but you know.
I am also human, and I stay relatively still for 4 hours.
Yeah, you're not Italian.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Carter. Carter, you're on the fan.
Hey guys, big fan. Jason, roll Don's roll.
Roll Don's roll.
Oh yeah. So I have two questions for you guys. So Harbaugh, I was listening to his press conference, and he said if Lamar is healthy, he's playing. I want your guys' opinion. If Lamar plays, do you think he's playing at 100%? And would you guys rather have a 70% healthy Lamar or a 100% healthy Huntley? And I'll hang up. Thanks for entertaining us.
Appreciate it. That was the question I asked a little earlier, and I still think I lean Lamar, but
if Lamar is cleared by these doctors to play this game, he's whatever number. I don't know. I mean, and we talk about this in terms of percentages. I don't even know if that really exists in the real world, but like, or if it does exist, how just obtuse and made up it is. But whatever, if he's cleared to play, he's playing this game for me. And like I said, if he's not cleared for certain elements of play, or they feel like Huntley gives them a better chance on quarterback dives, I whatever, man. It's a playoff game. Do what you got to do. But Lamar Jackson's the guy I want throwing the football in this game.
It's not even close. It's not even a discussion. If he's cleared, he's playing for me.
He can push the ball down the field. The other guy can't. Let's grab Cool C. Cool C, you're on the fan.
Okay, so we know Michael Parsons was out. This isn't to take anything away with what happened on Saturday night, because it was phenomenal. You know, that was the single greatest rushing performance ever in Lambeau Field.
Yeah,
you know
an opposing player. Yeah.
They announced it this morning. Of all time. Okay. But you know when you're playing a non-conference game, and they watch film, but it ain't like going out on the field to play. That's why Lamar is what? He lost to the Lions this year for the first, 21-1 against the NFC? So you're going against the NFC, and even though they watch film, we just destroyed them off the ball. And the line, these guys play hard for Snoop. They really do.
Yeah.
They step up. But the key is, the Steelers are going to stack the box.
Yes.
That's a given. They're going to stack that box. They're going to force Huntley to throw the ball down the field. Okay? Now, I don't blame that. And I just hope, I think this week, if Lamar doesn't play, and God, I hope he does. I sure hope he does. Nothing against Huntley. If he can't, I think Huntley will do an adequate job. But this week, the defense has to step up. The defense cannot play 10 yards off the receivers. I don't care who's on the field. They cannot play 10 yards off the receivers. They cannot leave holes all over the middle of the field. All Rodgers wants to do is throw those quick out passes. They've got to step up and put a game together for 60 minutes, for 45 minutes. This defense scares the hell out of me in this game. I really does.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Terrible. Well, there's a reason. Yeah, they're not good. That's why it scares you. And you just watch them get destroyed by Malik Willis.
Players.
Yeah. Coming up next, we love what Derrick Henry did Saturday night in Green Bay. But is it possible that it made the Ravens look even worse for what happened the week before? Some necessary roughness next here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.